Daf kuf lamed hey amud aleph. Androgyn is suffical. It's not sure what he is. Benola bein shmoshos nami suffix zmanahu. Suffix ain't zmanahu. Also, when born in bein shmoshos in the twilight, it's a suffix what time he's supposed to have the bris, whether it's his time or not. Bechein nolan mochel is also a baby born with already with a bris. Suffix shema orla kvushihi or hadavik babasar. Perhaps the skin which is attached to the meat is considered an orla kvusha, a submerged orla foreskin. L'kami parach suffix kamala suye mai. And later Gemara is going to ask, what's the suffix, the first suffix coming to include? My hoil batani kolhani is sveke. What's since we already mentioned all of the specific doubts of what they are. Later we're going to learn out his pshat. They agree that on Shabbos you cannot do the bris, or the toughest not bris in this case. Because we're worried, we suspect that perhaps the foreskin is considered submerged inside the skin. Alger, delekashem suffik arlo. There's no doubt of them having a foreskin. Could go in Arab, like an Arab who has already a bris. Ben ches emichal and lo shahari kames, who's like someone dead already. Maybe lo some mitzvah. His meal is not a mitzvah. V kash, if you're going to ask, him can't love chilu. Who's not considered chilu? Shabbos shahari who kumachatech b'moster mase, because it's like cutting in the dead skin, on the skin of a dead person. Later we're going to say that indeed this Chul Shabbos is talking about the preparatory melachos that you might do, and we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer. But she's got a lot of milk in her breast. It's going to get her sick. She'll get an infection. According to Beis Hillel, you do not have blood come out of the mokomilo. Ahadrei atleisim maholoi sheatifu menu dam brisa, that they'll actually prick the baby and have some blood come out. Lo rotsa, they didn't want to. Mishim the Shabbos habi, because it was Shabbos. Afilu b'shamay, and even according to b'shamay, sofiku, it's only sofik vein b'chalon, and therefore you do not violate Shabbos to do the bris. Ad shabbos kushofcha, v'hu atzmo, although he himself did the bris, v'asu kushofcha, and he made the baby into a bris. Kushofcha shechatech ben a gid, because he cut off part of the actual gid. Ad the Rav Dama interach lahatu, who says you do not have to take a blood, b'shabbos miyomer. Hasveku, who is only a doubt. Who suffer about himself, the valley or the kushihi mukhalidan. He was, it's for sure a submerged foreskin, and therefore you're going to violate Shabbos to perform the bris. Hashinan, hodam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the divi hakol, tzarech lahatif. That was Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that everyone holds you have to take out blood from a baby that was born with a bris. Asfeka coming, so about suffer, go behold him during the week. Shema or the kushihi, perhaps it is a submerged foreskin. And lenin Shabbos, nami vadi el mechalina, with regard to Shabbos, for sure you would not violate Shabbos to do such a bris. Vadi or lukavushi mechalina, and you violate Shabbos to do the bris. La bechal tanakam, the Rabbi Lezer hakefer, sover he, the tanakam of Rabbi Lezer, again, who's arguing Rabbi Lezer hakefer, holds divi hakom mechalina, that everyone else, all the other earlier opinions are holding that you would violate Shabbos to do such a bris. Va'an adarmi kawas, I'm going like him. Hoki garsin, mamai. Everyone holds you do not be mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar Kefer, the also the fluke, the Rabbi Elazar were coming to argue lemeimer to say the lab divya koli. It's not according to everyone the hall of Beishamai mechalin, because according to Beishamai you wouldn't violate Shabbos in such a bris by Rabbi Sashminin. That's what he's coming to teach. The Beishamai pligi, but the Beishamai argues it. How Beishamai mokum beisilo in the Mishnah, but Beishamai argues on beisilo. We consider it as if it's not even the Mishnah. Mushaninon, and we answer Dilma hachikomer. Perhaps this is how you say it to Rabbi Elazar Tanakama. This is what Rabbi Elazar was telling Tanakama. The Omar Beishabbos Dibre called Emichalolinon, that he says in Shabbos according to everyone you do not violate Shabbos to do such a bris. Pluktayo b'chol. And the whole machlokes is during the week. The beisilo according to beisilo interach lahatif meinu dam bris. That Beis Hillel holds you do not have to take out any blood from a baby born with a bris already. Ha, lesser, they can't be. Delo nechlekel b'darbezed. They're not arguing on this. Elavadi tzarech. For sure, you have to take out a little, prick the baby, and have a little bit of blood come out. But Shabbos who the pligin? They're only arguing with regard to Shabbos. The time of the Beis Hillel also lashmeinan is coming to teach us the reasoning of Beis Hillel. The whole tzarech during the week you have to take out a little bit of blood. La fukum tanakam is coming to argue in tanakam with the amr the Beis Hillel tzarech. According to Beis Hillel, you do not need to take out some blood. Kol she'ein imo tameya leido. Gagoyin, for example, Yotzei Dofen Cesarean, Menachos Shiyoldo, in a non-Jewish woman who gives birth, Lomachar, and the next day, after birth, in his Gairo, she converts. Eben no mamten ad shmoyne, her son does not wait until the eighth day, el nimul miyad. Rather, you're going to give a bris immediately. Doris Rishon mi'afram ad matan ter. Remember until matan ter, shenosel milo, we had the mitzvah milo, the lo no go tuma, but you would not have tumas leido. Nizchad the kol flamed hey omid base. Nizchad shehalacha the mi sheimul tmei leido nimul b'ches v'lo acher. The only one whose mother becomes tummy for giving birth is that when you do a bris on the eighth day and not anyone else. The daifin shenikras ima that they tore open the mother's stomach. Shtei arelos and shnei arois zal ze. You have two foreskins one on top of the other. And that is indeed how Rashi explains in Meseches Yevamis. And he brings another pshat. Parmila shnei gidin that the baby is born with two actual evorim male organs. Even though when a baby is born cesarean, there is no tuma from leida for giving birth. And violating Shabbos is dependent on doing a bris at the eighth day. The one who gets a bris on the eighth day, the Shabbos push off Shabbos and do the bris on Shabbos. And one who does not get the bris on the eighth day, and the Shabbos is not push off the Shabbos, and you do not do the bris on Shabbos. The chiksev, but Yom Hashmini, and that because that which the pasuk says on the eighth day, the alfin minay v'afil b'Shabbos. So we learn from it that even on Shabbos, b'nimul lachetz, because that's talking about it's written with regard to a bris going on the eighth day. Ketanai hadar Rav Asi, which Rav Asi said on Madalif, hachik garsin. Rashi has a very long girsa with a slight change, some change from Arab girsa according to. So Rashi tells us there's a different girsa in the Shiltas to Rabbi Choy, and this is how he reads it. Keitzad, lokach shivcha v'achakach yodo, zel miknas kesef, shenimu l'shmoyno. Lokach shivcha v'vloda imo, zel miknas kesef, shenimu l'echod. Lokach shivcha v'nis arbo etzlois v'yodo, zel yodid bayis, shenimu l'ches. Rabbi Chama omer hitvilo v'achakach yodo, zel yodid bayis, shenimu l'ches. Yodo v'achakachit vilo zehu yilid bayis shenimula echod. Bishlim Rabbi Chama mishkachas lo yilid bayis kidikatani miknas kesef shenimula shmoyna kugoyin shilokach shivcha v'achakach yodo nimula echod. Nami kugoyin shilokach shivcha v'vloda imo elotana kamo v'sfarim shalonu ksiv nimula echod nami. In our sfarim the girsa is that the nimul leechod, the bris on the day one, is going to shalakach zech shifcha v'zeh ubro. You bought the shifcha and you also bought the baby. B'nir be'enai, and Rashi now explains the hod delogaris b'shiltas, and the reason why the shiltas are b'chay does not want to argue, so going to shalakach zech shifcha v'zeh ubro, that you bought the mother and you also bought the baby. So b'shil the kashal, he had a question. My duchke le'ukim b'shnei le'kuchos. Why did he have to go and say that it was two separate purchases? Lushnuye girsa the sefer meration to change the girsa the sefer from the ration the katani lokach shivcha v'vlado that you bought the mother together with the child zelmik that's kesef shenim le'echod that is a purchase of money that the child will have the bris on the first day of life yeshu le'bayis shenim le'echod the trei korei k'sidi b'yilid bayis u'miknas kesef the two pesukim written by a yilid bayis and a miknas kesef. Yilid bayis is a baby born already in part of your household, the slave in your house, and miknas kesef is a baby born by the time of purchase. Chad ksiv beches, one says by the eighth day, chad lo ksiv beches, it doesn't say eighth day. Himo yimo yilid bayis, miknas kesefach, that's what all the pasuk says. Elom b'farish bay l'ches yom, it doesn't say it has to be an eighth day, ksiv, and it's written, ben shemas yom yimo lechem kol zakhlo d'rozechem, yilid bayis and miknas kesef. And there it says, even for your yilid bayis and your miknas kesef is on the eighth day. Mistavra the haidim first beilushmoina. And it makes sense that which it says explicitly you should do to the eighth day. Haino hecha the dummy liyisrael malia. That's when it's comparable to a full fledged Jew. Shenol bebeisel shel yisrael was born in the Jewish house. Mishikno after the slave was bought. The dummy the lechem in because that's be compared to actual Jew. The tziba who kro yimol lechem calls zochar v'hadu yilid bayis and miknas kesef because it says in that pasuk that you should circumcise any male, which is talking about a Jewish male, and then it comes and includes and puts together the yilid bayis and the miknas kesef. Hilkach, therefore, lochach shivcha mubaris if you buy a pregnant woman as a slave and it's for shivcha ketanis v'yolda she gives birth hariz and miknas kesef this is it, what we call Mikdas Kesef, the Guf Shalem, who is b'me'imo, is complete body in the mother's womb, the knoll, and you bought it, Shini Melechesed, should we have the bris on the 8th day, the Numi de Lechemu, it's comparable to a regular Jew, Shini Melechesed, Shoshal Yisrael, because the regular Jew is born to his parents in the Rishos of Jews. Look, Achshivcha, Volodim, Mavi, Mai, the woman together with her ready born child, Shikari Elaz, Shere gave birth to him, Vafal Pishalo, Avro Allah, Fes, Lily, those even was not 8 days after the birth, Molo Miyad, you can do a bris right away, Kedefsiv, as it's written, Himol Yimol, the Lab, Dumi Lechemu, because that's not comparable to a regular Jew. Look, Achshivcha, when this Arba Etzel, he buys a woman and she becomes pregnant by him, Lo Havi Uber, Meknes Kesef, the baby is not purchased. Elo Yilid Bias, it's someone born within his household. Shini Melechesef, he has a bris on 8th day. To do me the lechemu, because that is comparable to a regular jewel. And later we'll explain how you come out with a yulid bias that has the bris on the first day of birth, according to Tanakamo. Rabbi Chama Omer Hetvilo the shame Avdus, you get sent a woman to the mikvah in order to turn her into the shifcha kananis. The chol aleha shame teres shifcha sisrael. Now she is called, well, and bound by all the halachas of a shifcha sisrael, a female slave of a Jew. Then there's chayev of all mitzvahs she isha chayev. She's chayev in all mitzvahs that any regular Jewish woman is chayev in them. The havia tmeilei, then she's going to have tumas later. Zehu yulid bayis shini melechesed. That would be a yulid bayis where the bris is done on the 8th day. Yoldov hitvila zehu yulid bayis shini melechesed. The kol she'in imul tmeilei. Then any time that the mother does not have the tumah of giving birth, emem tina melechesed. You do not wait for the 8th day to do the bris. Karavasi like Karavasi. Bishlam Rabbi Chama the shani ben hitvila va'achakach yoldov. That Rabbi Chama differentiates between when you sent her to the mikvah and then she gave birth. Who she gave birth and then you sent her to the mikvah. Mishkachas all of them. Yilid bayis nimula echod. The yilid bayis, which has a birth on the first day of birth. Yoldov achakachet vila, that's where she gave birth and then you went sent her to the mikvah to become a slave. Yilid bayis nimula ches. Born in the household, which the bris is on the 8th day, it's really first sent to the mikvah, and then she gave birth. Vishnei ben Sabra Etzel, both of them were talking about when she became pregnant while in this Jew's house. She's not a purchase of kesef. And therefore, what's mignas kesef, nimelaches, a purchase of money, which is has a bris in the 8th day, that's when you bought a pregnant woman as a slave, she gave birth after you sent it to the mikvah. Make this kesef nimula echod and a purchase of money, which the bris is on the day of birth. That's you bought the slave. And then you also bought the baby. They came in the ain labal ha'uber chelik b'imul. Since the owner of the baby doesn't have a part in the mother, it's not comparable to a regular Jew. Another option of arguing in a mikdas kesef is bein yoldov achach hitvila. It's after she is in between where she gave birth and then you sent her to the mikvah. Bein hitvila achach yoldov, where you sent her to the mikvah and then she gave birth. And lemeimer, and to tell you mikdas kesef nimala echod, that a mikdas kesef, a money purchase which has a bris on the day of birth, is kagoyin. For example, shalokach shivchem uberes, you bought a pregnant woman for ubro and her baby, the yolda, and she gave birth. The akach hetvila, then you sent it to the mikvah. Elo rebus hashmin is the bigger chadish we were taught that feel bit tvila of akach yolda, even if you sent it to the mikvah, and then she gave birth, mishkachas, so you can still find such a case. Modishad mikvah's case of nimul echo, the rebbe chamam, latanakam, and that which the difference between the mikvah's case of being having the birth on the day of birth to between Rabbi Chama and the Tanakhama, the law Amar Kilon Shalokach Shifcha Vovloda Ima, and we did not say that you bought the maidservant, the female slave, and her baby. Mishum, that's because the Imkain, if so, Yoldo Kodim Tvilahi, that's called giving birth before going to the mikvah, my area, Nola Kodim Shalokha. What difference does it make if she gave birth before you purchased her? I feel Nola Mit Shalokha, even if it was, if she gave birth after she was purchased already, Rabbi Chama would still hold that the bris is on the day of birth. Elo yulid bias nimul echod hechem mishkach. So the ha vaday dumi delachem. Well, this is for sure comparable to a regular Jew. Hovel labetumas leido talia l'day, because according to him, it's not dependent on the mother becoming tummy for giving birth. From a Jew, that she would have tumah for giving birth. She was ready sent to the mikvah to become a female slave. Lav dumi d'lechem was still not considered comparable to a regular Jew. Since there's no, he doesn't have any ownership in the mother. It's a machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan and Baba Basaro. Shalokah al menash shalolah hitvila shalolah shaychabot teres chiyuvah demitzas klal. that that's shaykh to her, it's not connected to her any sort of obligation in keeping mitzvahs of the seven mitzvahs of Noach. Dumi dilechembu, the love dumi dilechembu, so therefore it's not comparable to a regular Jew. Aval tumas leido, but with regard to the birth, the tomb of coming about through birth, lo chashinin b'yaldo v'achach nezvilo. We do not have to worry about that when she gave birth and afterwards he sent her to the mikvah. Upduyah b'bukhar odom, because that's dealing with a human firstborn, mi ben chaydish min etoli b'hochi, since it's being dependent on this, shmar mento, you see from that, achshav nesbarish u'min kayomo, and it's only now that you know that this baby is going to live, lo koinim kena, not beforehand do we know that the baby is going to live. Ha, lo shaha shleshim yoyim ba'adam, 30 days by person, lo behema ches yomim, my animal 8 days. Sveik habi, we have doubts of what, whether or not this child, this baby, would, or animal even, would live. Hashas parachal, and the Gemara will ask on it.